Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. This is on 7IVV. Opening the, activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on this W4VA repeater. It's located in Warrenton, Virginia. It's owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like more information about this, they can see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding general topics such as radio hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, etc., related to amateur radio. I can't help but think that this is something I forgot to mention, but whatever. Announcements, frankly, I don't have anything on the top of my head, except to remember that the regular club meeting is not going to be held the second Thursday of July. It will be the third Thursday, the 21st, so I will mention that probably every week. Just so that everybody remembers. Let's see. For other announcements or calendar items, please see the website and see the current events that are listed there.
34RKU.
34RKU, go ahead.
I just wanted to make a quick announcement that if you have not done so, and you have pictures from field day, you haven't uploaded it to the gallery, please do. If you need further information, please contact me. I think I've got them all, but if there's any stragglers, you can either put them up in the gallery or just send them direct to me, W4RKU.net.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Thanks everybody for that, to participated and helped out in field day in any way. It was, a successful event. Too hot, but I think most everybody enjoyed it. We'll do it again next year. Anyway, let's go ahead and take check-ins tonight. I have a minor topic I may or may not bring up. I don't know, but. Anyway, let's say check-ins for now. This is N7IVVUN.
This is K1HTV.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-ray.
W4RKU.
A4GG.
Fire. Mobile.
AK4GG.
KN4SPL.
KO4 Victor November Zulu, in and out.
Okay, stand by. Who is the mobile station?
This is Kilowatt 3, Foxtrot Romeo. Mobile on the Skyline Drive at the Old Rag Overlook.
Okay, thanks, Ron. I've got K1HTV, KO4WYX, W4RKU, AK4GG, KN4SPL, KO4VNZ, Chuck in and out, and K3FR. Ron, any other check-ins? Go ahead. Okay, thank you. I know it doesn't apply to most anybody but me, and Rich has experienced it, I'm sure, but as most of you probably know, I think most of you were there, except for John, at field day. I didn't see Ron either. K3FR, I didn't see you there. But anyway, working satellites, I think this was the first year that I had actually experienced working the linear transponder satellites, which means single sideband, and you had a 20 kilohertz spread of frequency that you could use, and basically it's a little mini single sideband radio. And you can work different frequencies within that. Well, it was just pile-up after pile-up on these satellites on field day. And like I say, I'd never experienced that, but then I've never tried to work the linear satellites before. Well, in order to efficiently operate those, you have to be able to hear your downlink, or you need to, well, somehow or another, you need to know that you're on the right frequency. If you can't hear yourself, then you'll never be able to hear other people that are responding back to you. Well, most of your satellite rigs that handle that type of frequency, the linear satellites, these are not FM, these are single sideband, have basically two radios. You've got two VFOs, and the receive is active while you're transmitting because they're on different frequencies. You're transmitting usually up on UHF and down on and receiving on VHF. And a lot of times what you have to do is kind of tune slightly one of the VFOs in order to hear yourself. And then you start transmitting or calling the other operator or whatever. Well, what I was hearing, not only was there lots and lots of QRM from all the extra stations, but there was one guy, and I don't know if he was doing it on purpose, but he was on every single satellite, on every single pass. What he was doing was he was simply using his CW keyer and constantly sending out a series of dots and tuning. That's pretty common, actually, to try and find yourself. But he was just doing it continuously up and down the transponder band, frequency band or width that it was on. And basically, he was just completely QRMing everybody on the satellite. And like I said, I don't know if he was doing it on purpose or if he was just inexperienced or just obnoxious, but it was really, it made it virtually impossible for most anybody to carry on a QSO. So with that said, I guess I remind everybody, and I know that this doesn't apply to us generally, but if you look at it from a broader standpoint, remember that the caveat that we have as far as operators is that we're supposed to use the minimum power necessary to carry on our communications. And as a matter of fact, that's what you're supposed to. You have to do that with these satellites, because if you use too much power, you overpower the poor little satellite, and it can't handle the load. Or one person will take it all, and the other people won't be able to hear anything, it's just a number of things, and they're too technical for me to go into right now. But the bottom line is that you're overloading the satellite, or you're overloading the band. I think a lot of us, with any experience on HF especially, but even FTH, you can hear this. You got these people with these really strong signals, but they never, ever answer you. And like Rich likes to talk about, they have their alligators. They have great big mouths, a.k.a. transmitters, and little teeny tiny ears, a.k.a. receivers. Their antennas just don't work well for receiving, because they're pumping out a lot of power is what it's doing. But now I'm rambling. Hang on. So I guess the bottom line is that one way or another, we need to understand that, especially if we're working in areas where we've got a finite bandwidth like FT8 or simplex frequencies when we're on FM when we're doing contesting, be aware of who else is on the frequency. Don't use more power than you need to. I guess that's pretty much the bottom line. And listen before you transmit. I guess that's probably the easiest way to put it all. With that said, let's go ahead and go around for comments and anything you might want to offer to add to this. K1HTV and 7INTV.
Thank you, Brad. Thanks for doing that. This is K1HTV in Amosville, Virginia. Enjoyed the field day. I don't know if there was a net Sunday. I probably fell asleep in the chair and missed the net, but I was exhausted. Really kind of warm, but very pleasant. Enjoy the camaraderie, great food, a lot of fun operating, setting up, breaking down, and really enjoyed field day. So thanks to everybody, to Anna, Justin, and Cook, Alan, all the people that had anything to do with the field day to make it all happen. A lot of helpers, a lot of participants, and worked out so well. And looks like we got some new hams out of the testing exam on Saturday, the exams that went on. I see some of them are now popping up on the, looking at the QRZ site, so we'll hopefully be seeing some more new hams in the near future showing up on the repeater. I do have some pictures in my camera. I've not downloaded them yet, so I'll either send them to you if I can figure out how to put them on the site directly. I'll do that. Otherwise, Kevin, I'll send them to you. is on FT4 using the new WSJTX 2.6.0 RC1. It's a feature which I don't think I remember seeing in the previous versions. It has a way of measuring the rate. There's an option which allows you to look at a number of stations that you've never worked before in a separate box. And it also has a rate meter. And I was working FT4 on 20 meters. I got the rate meter up to 210, just one after another this evening. So it's a neat feature in the new WSJTX software. As far as satellites, yeah, there's the guys, the alligators on satellites as well, probably trying to look for themselves, sending dits and dashes up and down the band, hoping that they can hear themselves. Probably have a dead receiver and never did hear themselves. So I know it's annoying. That's just the way it is. I think that's about it from here. I'm sad to see the solar flux so low, below 100 for the past couple of days. But there was a TEP opening yesterday. I worked into Argentina and Brazil on 6-meter trans-equatorial for about an hour or so. So it was a surprise, a pleasant surprise. Nothing going on today in the way of Europe across the pond, nothing at all on 6 meters. So but we're at the peak of the season, so hopefully we'll get some we'll get an opening. That's it. Back to net control. This is K1HTV.
All right, Rich. Thank you. Yeah, I noticed. I saw a couple of articles here that we had some strange solar events that kind of caught everybody off guard. I can't remember now what they were called, but I guess check out, what is it, Solar Weather Ham. It is, I guess, spaceweather.com, I guess, has the story on. Anyway, KL4WYX, Matt, how are you? Go ahead.
This is KL4WYX. I am doing great. It's been a lovely, lovely week. I was glad I got at least stop by and say hi to some of you guys during field day. I was a little jealous I couldn't stick around out with you guys, but next year my schedule will be open. As far as what I'm doing this week, in the ham world, I've been playing with the digital modes in the HF world, you know, like WinLink and Vara AC, so I've been participating in the WinLink Wednesdays, did that today and last week, and it was pretty fun, so it's kind of something I'm enjoying, so I get to nerd out a little bit here when I have some free time. But other than that, that's all I got going on, and so back to Matt. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Matt. Enjoy the evening. I'm going to pick up Ron, K3FR, since he's mobile. I don't know if he's mobile moving or just mobile sitting in his car, but since he's mobile, we'll get him. K3FR and 7IVV, go ahead.
And 7IVV and the net K3FR here, mobile. I'm sitting in the car, but I'm about ready to start it up here and move on. I wanted to get to Timber Hollow overlook to take some western-facing photographs as the sun sets at 7:40. So I've got a few miles to go to hit that and get set up and all. Anyway, my field day was committed a long time ago to OVH crew. I supplied the VHF station there, ended up pulling down 87, 88 contacts on 6 and 2. Most all of them were FT8. Did make one FM contact, and that was just my kind of chance as things went. But we had a good field day too, very very good. The OVH crowd did what they're calling probably the best field day in 20 years. Very very good. Looks like they're actually fairly close to you guys in terms of some raw points. This year we were running 3A plus the VHF crew, and Brad, I got to get with you sometime and get knowledge from practice on the satellite stuff here with the 9700. But with that, I'm gonna. Oh, the other surprise too. Monday night, I wanted to get on the air a little bit on 6 meters, and so I said, well, the only thing I said I got working right now is the attic doublet. Well, the tuner tuned it up, and it worked probably about 10, 15 stations on 6 meters out into the Texas area and up to northeastern Kansas. So had a good fun time last on Monday night. And I'm getting ready to stop. I've got the beam and the moxon in place. I just need to hook up the feed lines to them. So that, I'm going to start off and start moving. Have a good evening, everyone. K3FR, back to the net.
Okay, Ron, thanks for your comments, and you have a good evening. Beautiful night. I'm sure it's even more beautiful up there. And on top of that, once the sun goes down and gets dark, it's going to be a beautiful night with stars because it's clear and there's no moon tonight. So enjoy yourself up there. Somebody for RKU, Kevin, go ahead.
Yeah, right, and I'm going to aim to get some Milky Way pictures tonight, too.
N7IBV, W4RKU, in the net. Good evening, Brad. And Ron, I could probably hit you simplex from where I'm at. I don't have much to add other than I've been, it took me a day or two to recover from field day, I haven't done much. I'm getting ready to start going through all the pictures to make a nice web post. If you want to see all the pictures, I put a link on the members only area page at the top. You can just look at the whole gallery if you want before I get through creating slideshows and all that stuff. So, but I'd like to get started on that pretty soon. And outside of that, that's all I got. N7IBZ, W4RKU, back to it.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. I sure appreciate all your work that you do on the website, and especially when we do special things like this. It's really, really helpful. John, AK4GG, missed you over the weekend, but how you doing? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's quite good there, Brad, and the rest of the group. Yeah, I did hope to make it off out to Crockett Park, but other stuff came up. I promised to be the spare 7,300 person for the Heritage Hunt people, so I had to sort of front up there and help them put up some antennas on Friday morning. And we had a reasonably good session there. I was on 6 meters, didn't hear a peep. It's always my luck. FVHF and UHF, and I think there was a few of those, but yeah, it was pretty hopeless there. Definitely 40 and 20 meters were humming. I think we had one station on FT8 on 20, and 15 meters and 80 meters were kind of a bit quiet. But yeah, it was good fun and pretty hot. I managed to stay there until the bugs bit the heck out of me, and then I had to go. So I'm just running, speaking of keeping the power down, I'm just running 6 watts forward, hopefully into the Shiagi to make the repeater. Hopefully it's okay. Good on everybody who attended field day. I'm not sure I contributed very much to it this year, second year in a row. But, it's good to chat to people and help out setting up and tearing down, even if I can't operate to save myself. And one day I'll get an idea of what FT8's about, and things will be good. So I'm out of here for 3 weeks, off to Europe. So and probably miss my dulcet tones over here. But I might try to see if I can get from there on Echolink, if I can quite get the times right. But yeah, it'll be interesting. Nothing much else to report. Everybody have a pleasant evening. N7IVV, AK4GG.
Okay, John, that's great. This is N7IVV. Appreciate it. And going to miss you this next 3 weeks, but you have a good time. Hope everything goes well for you. Bob, KM4SPL, thanks for your work with the, what was that, the Almo Digital, or almost, I don't know what station that really was, but thanks for your work on doing that. Go ahead.
M79VV from KM4SPL in the net. Good evening, Brad. Yes, I had a lot of fun over the weekend. I've started off as the digital station, all modes, but I definitely have to say a big shout out to John KX4O and Kevin W4RKU for all the help with all the software and radio. John especially helping me with the getting his radio on the air and making contact. So I had a lot of fun with that. John also made it a multi-mode. I think he did a CW and a phone while I was not on site, but you know, he made it a true multi-mode, so that was pretty cool. And again, I had a lot of fun, and Brad, I really enjoyed spending time with you and with the satellite station. You know, just had to get a little past a little bit of mic fright, but hey, it's all right. I enjoyed listening to the passes, so that was pretty cool. Anyway, that's all I got. This is KN4SPL. Back to Matt.
Okay, Bob. Well, I'm glad you got a chance to come over and listen anyway, and then hear what was going on with that. It's a lot of fun for about anybody who's never done it, just to hear them and see what it sounds like. Like I say, there were pileups. It's much, much busier that weekend than I've ever heard them, but I guess that's par for the course for field day. So, okay, that's the end of our list. Any other check-ins tonight? This is N7AIVV with the Wednesday General Service Net. Go ahead.
This is K1RA. VV7RAV, in and out.
W8BT, in and out. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa Hotel Mike, in and out. Okay, we picked up Andy, K1RA. WB7RAV, no comment. W8BT, no comment. And KO4PHM, Richard, with no comment. Andy, nice to have you with us. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Brad, and everyone on the net. It was good to see those who showed up at Field Day. Good camaraderie, good teamwork, and pulled everything together. I was happy that the rover made it on site and back to Bull Run Mountain. It's its home. Thanks to Terry W8ZN for lending it to us. It was nice this year. Wasn't as tired as I would have said Kevin was, although I agree with the sentiments. Every year seems to be feel getting a little older and a little more tired after the event. This year it was nice to drive the rover on site, put on one antenna, and put some air in the pneumatic mass and relatively be on the air, I guess minus putting a generator out in the field and running an extension cord. So that made things a little bit easier than setting up the tent and the tower, which we'd been using in the past, courtesy of Frank, W4NHJ. I saw it came to site this year, but didn't go up. So thanks whoever moved that, probably David. To comment on what Ron said, he beat us by a few contacts on VHF, Ron. I think W4VA, looking at the stats that I sent around to the reflector, we worked 68 Qs, FT8 on 50, and 6 on 2 meters for a 74. So you eked us out a bit. Interesting to see about 500 QSOs on CW, and about 500 QSOs on digital, and about 400 on phone. So those all-mode stations really went to work between NL7VX and myself and Kevin. We put in some good CW time. I know my dad and Bob and those running his station did quite a bit of FT8 and FT4. So really good run. Like the pictures. Thanks for everyone who uploaded them. Looking forward to the slideshow, Kevin. And there's apparently a follow-on WebEx after action report, what worked, what didn't. So hope to hear see some folks on that. I guess that's Friday evening, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And compare notes and see what we can do better next year. But overall, I think it went quite well. That's it. Back to net. K1RA.
Okay, Andy, thanks. Now that meeting is tomorrow night. It's WebEx. Gosh, remember now, 7, 8? Kevin sent out a reminder. Okay, that's it. Any rechecks tonight? Go ahead. All right, we're going to close it down just a little bit early. Well, it's not. We're going to close it down while everybody's having talk, but it's only 8:27, so but that's right. Go ahead and enjoy the rest of the evening. This is This is N7IVB with Farinet. And thanks, everybody, for joining us tonight. Stand by. If any of you have any questions or comments, you can send an email to farinet@w4va.org. Of course, you can see the website at w4va.org. And again, this is N7IVB closing the Farinet. Return the repeater to normal use. Have a good night and a pleasant tomorrow.
K1RA, K1RA, K1HTV.